You are listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Joining us is our newsmakers of the day, Ron Hamilton, who is the president and chair of the Motherlode Fair Board of Directors, along with Kim Helmbold. She is the livestock superintendent at the Motherlode Fair. Good morning to both of you.
Morning.
Good morning.
Well, the Motherlode Fair kicks off today. It is the 86th annual Motherlode Fair at the Motherlode Fairgrounds in Sonora. Runs today, tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday. The theme this year, sow it, grow it, show it. Kim, what does that mean to you?
It's kind of a tribute to sowing. So our stills exhibits, our competitive exhibits in the community. Growing it, of course, we want everybody to grow things. We want our livestock to grow. And then we want them to come show everything at the fair.
Ron, as chairman of the board, why is a county fair an important event to the county?
Well, I think that the biggest thing is it allows people to come together and see friends they haven't seen all year in a joyous celebration. I mean, you know, where can you go and get carnival rides, carnival games, see your friend's garden exhibit, or photographs that were taken by your neighbor? It's all in one place, and that's Motherlode Fairgrounds.
You have been with the Board of Directors for several years. What is new this year that you're excited about?
What I'm excited about this year is the fact that we will be the only fair happening in California on the 4th of July weekend. So therefore, we're getting a lot of the big rides like the Rockstar, the Zipper, the Silver Streak, and Freakout are just some of the attractions that we'll have. So that's new. Tonight, on the stage, we have one of these nights, which is a tribute to the Eagles. Tomorrow night, we have Chad Bushnell, who is doing Garth Brooks. And then on Sunday night, we have another concert, which is the Gotcha Covered, which rocks the stage there at the fairgrounds. And the weather's supposed to be cooler this year for the fair, 20 degrees cooler. Sometimes we've been as high as 113, and we're expecting temperatures in the 80s. So,
all right. Kim, tell us a little bit about the livestock auction and some of the livestock events that will be taking place over the course of the next 4 days.
Well, we've brought our animals in from Monday and Tuesday. Our first shows actually started yesterday on Wednesday. So what we have left now is Thursday morning, our swine show, and our poultry is going to continue through the morning. We have a costume contest Thursday afternoon. It is really fun to see these kids dress something up. I mean, we've seen pigs in hula skirts and chickens dressed up like Superman. Friday morning is our sheep show, and then beef starts at 3 p.m. on Friday, right when the gates open. From there, we're going to run into our livestock auction, and we're looking at 277 market animals entered in the fair this year.
Now, last year was a record breaker. Do you have any goals this year?
We don't have any goals. We want to see these kids do well. We want to see them at least break even. And, I mean, they've put a lot of time, a lot of effort into these projects. They pour their hearts and soul into it, their blood, sweat, and tears. We want to make sure that what they're producing is a quality food product, but we also want to see them succeed.
And tell us about the groups that the kids represent.
We have a variety of 4-H clubs and projects. We've got 4 FFA chapters that represent in the county. And then we have independent exhibitors that are not a part of any club, chapter, or project.
To experience the fair in the full capacity that it should be experienced, go see the animals.
Yes. Don't hesitate to go past that gate.
All right, Ron, let's talk about the arena activities that will take place.
Yeah, so Friday night we have the truck pull. Saturday night, we have the tractor pull. And then Sunday, we bring back the monster trucks that we introduced last year to the fair.
Tell us about parking, because parking can be an issue around the Motherlode Fairgrounds.
One of the things we're doing is we've teamed up with the Junction this year and Tualatin County Transit, and you can shuttle from the Junction Shopping Center to the fairgrounds. There is a parking lot right up from the fairgrounds. It sits over the creek that you can park at. And, of course, various areas between here and there that you can find a spot you can park, as long as it's not permitted and a time restriction.
Is the Tuolumne County Transit Shuttle free?
Yes, it is.
So park over at the Junction Shopping Center and get on board the shuttle.
Always the best. And we're going to have the Tuolumne County Sheriff Cadets working the crosswalks in front of the fairgrounds. So we're excited to have them back once again.
Tell us about the hours of this year's fair.
Sure. It's Thursday through Sunday, 3 to 11. And, you know, there's something for everyone at the fair, Mark. There's all kinds of food, from barbecue to Chinese to funnel cakes. There's more vendors than we've ever had in our buildings. So we're excited about that. And the livestock, just to give you an idea, There's 39 steers alone. So the livestock has really grown this year. There's a lot to see, a lot to learn in that area, in that department, and a lot of fun stuff to do for the kids and adults alike.
And a website for more information.
Motherlodefair.org.
Well, that's easy enough. Motherlodefair.org. Kim, is there anything you would like to add before we wrap up?
I don't think so.
Ron.
Yeah, we're excited that we're back after a few years of being slowed down or closed because of COVID. Last year was such a remarkable year that we're just waiting to grow on that this year.
We have been speaking with Kim Helmbold, livestock superintendent, as well as Ron Hamilton. He is the chair of the Motherlode Fair Board of Directors. The Motherlode Fair runs today, tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday at the Motherlode Fairgrounds in Sonora. Good to see both of you.
Thank you, Mark.